in first year. Now, I said that Alan Nimmo, who's a guy in dentistry who's got the appropriate background, he's teaching pharmacokinetics, pharmacodynamics at the moment, or starting next in the next few weeks, to the dentistry students. That area then is dealing with the drugs and how they relate to their absorption, distribution, biotransformation and excretion. When they're toxicants, it then becomes toxicokinetics. Okay, so this is dealing with toxic chemicals, whereas pharmacokinetics is dealing with drugs as chemicals. So the kinetics is referring to the input, the movement through the body, and then the output of the chemical. So that's this concept of input of our chemical, transformation, and then removal. In contrast, toxicodynamics, or if it's about a drug, it would be pharmacodynamics, is studying the response in the organism. And this can be from the level of the cell right through to the observable effects. So from the very basic biochemical reaction that's occurring between that chemical up to it's making the organism twitch in the left eye. So reflecting how the biochemistry works, lots of chemicals will work on receptors. Our receptors will be part typically of a globular protein, a pocket. That pocket will be designed to accept a particular molecule that will carry out a function in that organism. If you've got a chemical then that's able to interact with the receptor and bind maybe irreversibly to it, then it changes the response of the organism. So as a nice simple example, hemoglobin then is designed to transport what? Yep, and? Yep, anything else? Carbon dioxide, yeah. Water. Yeah, yeah. Okay, remember in one direction it's moving oxygen. It's not very effective at moving the carbon dioxide. So what else is used to move carbon dioxide? Like most of the carbon dioxide from respiration doesn't go back to the lungs transported by hemoglobin. We did cover this in first year, I'm pretty sure. But we look at any enzymes in first year? Yeah. Warm. Carbonic anhydrase. Yeah? Yeah, it's a zinc containing system. Anhydrase is because what we want to do is we want to take our carbon dioxide and turns into bicarbonate. That's the function of the enzyme. So what we're looking at is carbonic acid being formed, and then it turns through that equilibrium between carbonic acid and bicarbonate into bicarbonate. So most of the CO2 actually moves as bicarbonate back to the lungs. Yep. So in this case then, if you put carbon monoxide with it, what's the bonding in carbon monoxide? Covalent, yeah, and something like double bond, but the right one. Triple bond, yeah. Okay, so we've got a triple bond there. In terms of the electrons then on the carbon, what is our Lewis structure going to look like? What are we going to have on the carbon? Yeah, do the Lewis dot structure in your head for me. Yeah, see how good your heads are. Oxygen's group 6, carbon's group 4. Lone pair. Everybody see that? So the way we do it is we put 3 plus 1 is 4 electrons into that triple bond from the oxygen. And then 2 from the carbon, that leaves 2 back on the carbon as lone pair. So that's the reason then that carbon monoxide will react with the hemoglobin. It's reacting with the iron then, and that carbon monoxide then is what sort of a ligand? Binding through one atom, it's a monodentate ligand. Now the oxygen binds with a weak interaction, it's a covalent dative bond between the oxygen and the iron. In contrast, that carbon monoxide binds with a really strong dative covalent bond, it doesn't come off. So the irreversible binding means that bang, there goes your hemoglobin as a transporter of oxygen, it's all over. So classical, in this case, gas phase toxicant in terms of its route of entry. So the study then of the input of the carbon dioxide to the organism and how it moves around in the organism to take out the hemoglobin, that's toxicokinetics. But then what actually happens in terms of the binding of the carbon dioxide, of carbon monoxide to hemoglobin, and the resultant effects up until mortality are what a study